Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The National Security Agency did a nice thing for Microsoft, and it apparently is throwing everyone off. Normally, when the NSA finds a security vulnerability in an operating system, they found one, for example, recently in Windows by Microsoft, they exploit it. This time, they let Microsoft know about it. Laura Galante, founder and CEO of Galante Strategies and a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. She formerly served at the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. Laura, so why are people in the cybersecurity field apparently, I don't know, shocked? Are they shocked that the NSA let Microsoft know what they found?
I would say it's a pleasant surprise across the security and tech communities today that the National Security Agency, NSA, as you mentioned, shared an unpatched vulnerability that they found in Windows 10, of course, the operating system that nearly everyone in business and government is still using today. So, yes, pleasant surprise across the community and some good news for the day.
The vulnerability was what? What could somebody go in and do with this?
So it was deeply in the operating system, and again, Windows 10 is pretty widely used. What that would allow for is a hacker to go in, or obviously in government agency, and go in and look at what the users are doing across that operating system. So this is a pretty deeply embedded vulnerability, and in a lot of ways, it's similar to what the exploit was that was used for nearly 5 years by the NSA back in 2012 to 2017 called Eternal Blue. And if you remember back to that, that vulnerability in Microsoft wasn't shared, and it was used for a huge ransomware attack that took down the British health system back in 2017. So this type of vulnerability can have incredibly damaging effects if it's used in the wrong hands.
So are there any theories about why the NSA decided to play nice?
You know, I'm actually going with the most obvious theory here, which is NSA's got some trust building to do with the security and tech community and with Microsoft especially. And just as the spokesperson said today out of the new cybersecurity directorate, this is an effort at playing nice and really trying to be on the defense in a true sense. And that's what this effort did in my eyes.
Might they also know that, yeah, they could probably use it to spy for a year or two, but then after that long, somebody else is eventually going to find this, and it's going to be somebody bad, and then they're going to go and shut down hospitals.
Well, that's the problem with vulnerabilities, right? You never know who else has it, and that's the faster you are in your ability to expose it to the company or software that owns that vulnerability, generally it's for the best. So make sure you update your computers today. If you had your auto updates down, it should have already happened. But it's Patch Tuesday and an important one.
I don't want to be too cynical, but how do we know they just discovered this vulnerability and they haven't known about it for quite some time?
Well, for that, we are taking NSA's word for it. The fact that we haven't seen that Microsoft said that they haven't seen this vulnerability exploited, I think is a real good testament to say, no one probably had their hands on this yet. Granted, it's not in Microsoft's interest to say it's been widely exploited, but with other exploits, Microsoft has been pretty upfront about saying where a hacker or a bad guy has gotten in and used that vulnerability in the past.
And if the NSA really still wanted to get in, they could probably do it, right? They are the NSA.
Well, you know, there's an inherent vulnerability to anything that's online. And, spying agencies don't have a domestic purview. NSA does not have a domestic purview. But at the end of the day, this is an organization tasked with espionage.
So all individuals and perhaps more importantly, all companies using Microsoft software should be updating very religiously right now.
That's right. And the Department of Homeland Security, their cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency, today issued just their second executive order saying every government agency and system needs to be updated with a new Microsoft update. So, you know, good work internally in the government to raise that flag. And I hope business is and every system administrator out there is taking notice and updating their systems as well.
Laura Galante, founder and CEO of Galante Strategies, senior fellow with the Atlantic Council, formerly served at the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency.